Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Did you grow up with the NES, PlayStation, Star Wars, cartoons, and 80s TV? Do you like to think who would win in a fight between Batman and the Master Chief? Comics, games, movies, music, and TV. They're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. Comics, games, movies, music, and TV. They're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks.
All right, it is time again for another episode of Turd or Treasure. It's about a day late only because I've had a lot going on. So here's a background what's been going on lately. Had some doctor's appointments in Guelph that I went to, visited Birdman and Mrs. Birdman for her birthday, which also happened to be the day that Birdman had to go into the hospital and get his leg checked out, his good leg. So that was an interesting birthday, but I'm glad I was there with them. And then I went and visited my mother and grandmother for about 3 days, and then visited my other grandmother for about 3 or 4 days. So in traveling, I brought with me a little netbook or Chromebook to if I had to get some recording done. Well, it turns out that it's near impossible to edit anything on there. So I was able to record, and then I had to send my stuff to Birdman to help edit some of my stuff. So the show's a little late because I wanted to make sure I was home and actually using my real equipment before I tried to do anything else. So it's going to be sort of a rapid-fire quick review show. We've got a review quickie of the new Hellboy movie on Blu-ray from VVS Films. I'll go through like what we're getting as far as movies first, then games. We've got a review of A Game for Six Lovers, which is the new release from Cinetrove, a French film. We have Boogie Boy from MVD. And then we also have a quick talk on Double Impact, because I've gone through all the extra features on there now to give a brief description of it. And then as for games, we are going to have... just right after this, I'm going to put in a little preview that I did of my first impressions of the Fire Emblem Three Houses that was released for Nintendo for the Switch. The full review will be coming on the main show in the next few days, I believe. As long as I can get through it all, because it is a hard and long game, but it's fun. So, other than that, we have Data Live Rhea Reincarnation. We have Songbird Symphony. Mighty Switch Force for review as well. So, there's a fair amount here. So, they are going to be quick reviews. And we're going to get into my impressions of Fire Emblem first, and then we're going to go straight into the reviews. So I wanted to give my impressions of Fire Emblem Three Houses before I give my final review in a few days, and I am blown away. There's a lot of content here. I didn't know the exact makeup of how the game would play, being that you can choose from three different factions, as in the title, it's Three Houses. But they play wildly differently, and I'll get into that in the main review. But I just want to say this. You are getting a lot for your money with this game. For your, you know, 50 American, 80 Canadian, you are getting easily, from what I can see so far, at least 60 hours of gameplay, which is pretty fantastic because there's good voice acting and good storytelling throughout. So I just wanted to get that out of the way just at the beginning of the show here, because I think that it's going to be a runner for Best RPG of the Year, short of something else major coming out. I know Kingdom Hearts was out this year as well at the very beginning, but this seems a little more concise. But that's basically going to be it for my sort of brief preview of what's going on. I'll be talking again much more at length when I do my full review on the next show, I believe, or probably this coming show, because there is a lot of content. I want to complete it like 100% before I give my thoughts on it.
Basically, use the geeks.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
Holy shit, you geeks are badass.
Cinetrove sent over their new release, Lo à la Bouche, which the English language translation of the name is A Game for Six Lovers, which is a 1950s French film starring Bernadette Lafont, a bunch of other French people I've never heard of. I've heard of her, though. And it's from that, you know, classic French cinema period. It's in black and white. It looks like it's been completely restored, which is pretty good, actually, considering that a lot of these films from that time period haven't aged too well. You do get a DVD and a Blu-ray in the box. It's in mono, but it's spread over the stereo tracks. And the subtitles are clean, crisp, easy to read. So that's always a bonus. There's also a bonus musical featurette, which is a French theme sort of music video set to some of the stills from the film. There's a photo gallery, and then there's reversible English and French artwork, which, having that as a feature is kind of funny to me, because in the States, obviously, French isn't required, so they usually don't have that sort of thing. But here in Canada, most of our Blu-ray cases are reversible anyway with French on the inside. But this will be Parisian French. It's different than the Quebec French. So I saw this. Just a little funny anecdote. Here, I'll give you a bit of the plot. I enjoyed the movie, so it's definitely worth getting if you are a big international film fan or a classic film fan. So I'll give you the description from the back of the box here. During the early 60s, a groundbreaking format called Nouveau Vague was unleashed upon French cinema in full force. It changed. Basically, it's French Nouveau. That was the stuff that like French thought Truffaut and other people were coming out with, where it was the first time people used like handheld cameras and different shots. Things that we take for granted now in every movie, they really changed up the way shots were done and just how light things were lit and how people were supposed to act more natural, that sort of stuff. It changed that and it filtered into Hollywood. So they talk a bit about that on the box here. It's a tale of comedic errors centered around a simple story where women are looking for love and sex, in brackets, ooh, because it's the 1950s. Sora Men, in a typical new wave story, a story is told, but it is the mood that makes the film, blah, 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 blah. They go into a lot of that detail here. It's sort of a standard comedy love story with, if you know French films, you'll know the kind of comedy that it is. It was a directorial debut of Jacques, I'm going to butcher his name. I'm sorry. I've been trying to read it for like 5 minutes. Daniel Velcroze. And basically, it's a love story with a bunch of comedy aspects to it. And it doesn't lose anything in the translation, which is good. Because I was afraid that I would have to read it and be like, I'm not going to get it. No, it was actually very well acted, very well shot. So if you're one of our listeners that's a big international film fan or classic film fan, it might be one to check out from Cinetrove International. That is A Game for Six Lovers. You can find it either on the Cinetrove website, or you can find it on Amazon. Just search up A Game for Six Lovers Cinetrove and it'll pop up for you. VVS Films was good enough to send over a Blu-ray copy of the new Hellboy film, which I missed in theaters, and I know some people are going to go, it was poorly reviewed, it's not the same as the first two. Well, I want to give everything a fair shake, and I will say this, I personally didn't enjoy it as much as the original two films, but that might be because I held them up on a pedestal so high. What you do get here is pretty good visually. I am a fairly big fan of David Harbour now, since Stranger Things has sort of catapulted his career. I would have liked if it was Ron Perlman back, but overall, I liked the cast. I liked where this went. I believe it deviated a little bit from the original stories, but I'm not super sure on that because I'm not really up on the comic books. I have friends that are, and they said it's adapting pieces from a few different stories. I don't need to go into the actual plot because you've seen the previews or you've seen it in theaters. Just going to talk about the actual disc. It comes in a slip box. It's got decent artwork. As far as special features go, what you get is fairly extensive. You get over an hour of making of information on there. You also get a DVD copy, which is sweet, so you can pop it in pretty much any player. You get a pre-visualization, which is where they show off sort of like sketches of what they want it to be and how they want it to look. There's some deleted scenes, some sound bites, which is neat because they actually include on a lot of the VVS releases, like the stuff that you get for press junkets that I would have to download and mix myself if I was putting it out on the website. They actually include some of those things on here, so you get to see sort of the interviews that they did, and then some B-roll footage of extra background stuff that they did for the film, which is pretty cool. As far as the sound goes, it's Dolby True HD 5.1. It's got a good bombastic sound mix, which is perfect for this kind of movie. As far as visually, it's presented in its original aspect ratio, which is good. They didn't crop it or do anything weird, and it looks visually quite well. So, you know, I'd say check it out. It's probably not going to be for everybody, but if you're a big fan of the comics and you like, you know, comic book superhero type movies, this is probably going to be one you're going to want to check out. You can pick it up. Pretty much every store has it because it's a fairly large picture, and it'll run you, depending on where you get it, about $20 or so. So that's a pretty good deal in my books. Got a couple releases here from MVD. They sent over in their MVD Rewind collection, which is that awesome collection they've been putting out of remastered discs with tons of extra features. I have Double Impact and Boogie Boy. Now, Double Impact is a movie that I've loved since I was a kid. It's one of the probably Jean-Claude Van Damme's best films. Comes in the standard slipcase that they put on a lot of these releases here, where it's made to look almost like a VHS tape. I'll tell you this, it is different than the Bare Bones release that came out a few years ago on Blu-ray. It has a better transfer. It takes up more data. It uses a more modern codec. It's just overall a better experience. You also get a poster in there of the film, which is sweet. And then as far as special features go, you get the full Blu-ray presentation in the original aspect ratio, which is great. Stereo 2.0 in lossless audio, like lossless wave audio. So you're not losing anything. You don't have to have any special decoders or anything. Spanish tracks, English, tons of subtitles. A new making of, which is 53 minutes. And then a second part that's also 50 minutes, which is insane. There's a feature-length retrospective on interviews on Jean-Claude Van Damme, which is really cool. Some deleted scenes that weren't on the... Like, there's tons of features on here. The original release had no special features. So we're talking hours upon hours of extra features on this disc, which is fully, fully worth it. You know, it's take my money now. It, in Canada, is retailing for about $30, which makes sense considering the amount of features they added to this, which, again, I'm perfectly fine with. And now we move along to the other release that they came out with, which is Boogie Boy, which I had not seen before. But it stars Mark Dacascos, James Wolvitz, which you might know from Andromeda, the TV show, or he was a YTV PJ back in the day. Frederick Forrest, Tracy Lords, ex-porn star Joan Jett. No, ex-porn star is Tracy Lords, not Joan Jett. Just clarify that. Same thing. Slip cover, awesome poster. This one has a DVD copy in it as well as the Blu-ray. You have, for anybody that doesn't know, Mark Dacascos, if you've seen John Wick 3, he's the main bad guy in that that's chasing him. So for anybody that needs a refresher, and he's awesome in that. So it's a brand new 4K original like scan transfer. You get the movie in, same thing as lossless audio, stereo. And as far as special features go, you get a making of, which is 92 minutes long, which is brand new, and they have new interviews from all the people involved. And then there's trailers and all that sort of stuff. So the basic story behind this, and I didn't go into it with Double Impact because I think a lot of people have seen that already. It's Van Damme beating the crap out of people playing twins. That's all you need to know. As for Boogie Boy, after being released from prison, Mark Dacascos and his old friend Larry, they were there because there was a drug deal and some sort of backstabbing stuff happened. Now, it's sort of about their friendship and then having to get revenge, and your standard crime movie from the 90s, and it holds up well. There's really good visual quality on it. Again, it's a 4K new transfer. They've done some color correcting to it. I've seen some screenshots of the original DVDs of it, and this, even on the DVD of this, looks better. So they're using the 4K master for the DVD even. So well worth picking up. Everything pretty much they've been putting out in this MVD collection has been fantastic, and I'm very happy to be adding it to my collection. I would say of the two films, if you're unfamiliar, watch a trailer of Boogie Boy first to see if you're going to like it. Double Impact's a must-buy for any action fans. Just flat out, go pick it up now. For my final review of the movie section of this show, it is The Dark Side of the Moon. And no, it's not the Pink Floyd album. This is a direct-to-video movie from 1990, back when they used to give direct-to-video movies decent budgets for special effects and everything. It has that perfect early 90s, late 80s feel. It is from Unearthed Classics, which is distributed by MVD. And it is your classic. In the future, people find a old, ancient, I'm going to say in quotes, spaceship, but it's actually one of the Apollo mission ships. And they board it, and horrifying horror happens. Think something like Event Horizon. That's the sort of feel you get from it. It has a new 4K transfer, which is pristine and probably better than it ever looked on video before. Definitely better than the VHS, but it might be better than some. It's actually better looking than some like direct to Netflix kind of movies now. There's a commentary with the executive producer. There is an interview with one of the actors. There's interviews with the VFX artist. There is interviews with stuntmen, vintage audio tracks, as well as a new remastered audio track, photo gallery, trailers for other films being released by them, booklet. The booklet itself it's a hefty thing. I'm flipping through it here. We are looking at...
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
High quality glossy paper, about 24 pages, with stills from the movie as well as production information on it. This is something you don't see in a lot of releases today anymore. And it's really welcome because it's a film that I had never heard of, but I thought I'd never heard of it until I started watching it and went, holy crap, I think I saw that one day when we rented like 10 movies for 10 nights for 10 bucks from a VHS store in the late 90s. So I'm pleasantly surprised with it. I'm hoping more releases from Unearthed Classics come out. And I definitely hope I get to review some of them because I know I threw up a trailer for this on the Twig social media so everybody could check it out. It is right up the alley of anybody that is a space ship or in space horror movie buff. You definitely want to buy it. You will not be disappointed.
Those magnificent bastards!
Color me kooky, but something very odd is going on around here.
You're not allowed to talk anymore.
Okay, everyone, so that was the first half. I wanted to separate it with reviews of movies and Blu-rays that we haven't had a chance to showcase yet on the show because we only get three main reviews for the main show. But these were all definitely worthy of being on there. It's just we didn't have time for them because we've all been so busy. So that's why they're all put here. Now we've got our gaming section. I've got a bunch here. First up, I have Home Sweet Home from our friends at Mastiff. I was sent a copy in the mail, and I was terrified. It is a game that has VR support. I do not have VR, but it's still scary in the regular PS4. Playing it on the PS4 Pro, no judder issues, playing the full 60 frames. It is, here's the background for it. Find your wife before they find you. Unravel the sinister secrets of this Thai house of horrors. Use puzzle solving, stealth, and your wits to overcome bone-chilling obstacles and bloodthirsty spirits. The first in a new series of terrifying games. And I can fully admit that it was terrifying. I am, you know me, I'm the scaredy cat of the group. I like horror, but I like horror when I'm having a pillow in front of my face. I used to take pillows with me, no joke, to the theater with friends, and they would laugh at me because I'd be sitting there behind a pillow. So for me, I'm trying to, you know, jump out of my wheelhouse and actually try something new. This was terrifying, and a decent price too. It's a budget title, but not budget as in like garbage. It's just budget as in it's the cheaper title to buy, and you definitely get your scares out of you for it. Mastiff did a good job of marketing this as a scary game, and it is pretty damn, pardon my language, fucking scary. Now, to give you an idea, there is blood, partial nudity, strong language. This is not for kids. This is for adults. And if you have VR, I know it'll be even scarier because you're going to have things popping out and grabbing you from all around. But as is, check out a video or two on YouTube if you want a trailer for it. I would say if you're a horror fan like Birdman or myself, it's definitely worth picking up. So that's Home Sweet Home from Mastiff Games. Idea Factory sent over Data Live Rio Reincarnation to review on the PS4, and I'll give you a bit of background on it. It's based on a popular light novel series, which inspired three anime adaptations, Data Live, Data Live 2, Data Live 3, and an anime movie as well. The story of Data Live begins 30 years after the series of large disasters known as spacequakes that were caused by the appearance of mysterious entities known as spirits. Basically, there's a high school student that has lost hope in humanity and blah, blah, blah. Your standard sort of stuff there. Now, the story here is a brand new character named Rio appears, who Shido calls Papa and is searching for the most important thing. Here's the game is sort of visual novel-y. You have to find, there's 11 characters to go through to find your fate and choose your date. You basically work through your storylines from those light novels and sort of choose your path, and you get various different endings. Pretty standard stuff for a visual novel type game. Now the big deal here is a lot of these visual novels had not had, like light novel story, had not had English translations before, and they're first time in English here now in this game, which is pretty cool. It was an interesting stroll through the game. I did like playing it sort of at night, like just basically choose your own adventure playing through it. Good graphics, decent audio. It was one of the games I played before I went to bed, sort of telling myself a story. So if you're into that style of game, you're going to want to pick it up from Idea Factory. It's Data Live Rio Reincarnation. Way Forward sent over a Xbox review copy of Mighty Switch Force, the collection. Now, what is Mighty Switch Force? It is a collection of Mighty Switch Force, Mighty Switch Force Hyperdrive Edition, Mighty Switch Force 2, and Mighty Switch Force Academy. They're Mega Man veined games with shooter elements that are, I think, Basically, it's like Mega Man. That's the best way to put it. It retails for $20. You get a bunch of games. Here's the lowdown of it. The graphics can look a little Flash gamey to me, but they're not floaty or weird. They actually are, you know, nicely drawn art. Here's the big thing. The gameplay is good as far as the control scheme for it. Audio is pretty standard for a $20 collection like this. But here's what you get. It says you use your siren helmet to switch around level layouts and solve tricky puzzles, blast enemies with your pallet shooter and extinguish flames with your infinity dousing apparatus, encounter colorful characters like Corporal Gendermore, ugly twitching dog, and ugly secret baby, avoid hazards and interact with elements like launch blocks and force field blocks to navigate more than 70 levels. So it's basically Mega Man, and it does a pretty darn good job of being in that same vein. There are speedrun aspects to it. They've added HD Rumble if you have the Switch version. It played buttery smooth on my Xbox, but then again, it's an Xbox One X playing a game that can run on the Switch. So it's nothing, you know, to write home about as far as, you know, super high-end graphics go. It is a fun, easy game to pick up and play. Not necessarily easy to play, but easy to pick up and play. So you're going to want to check it out. I don't know if it's for everybody. If you're a Mega Man snob elitist, you're probably not going to like it. But if you're ever anyone else like me who's a casual Mega Man type fan, you're going to like Mighty Switch Force. The game I'm going to talk about here, I have been hotly anticipating from the indie scene for the last year or so, and that is Songbird Symphony. It's a beautiful pixel art game where there's tons of frames of animation, and it's a musical platformer. Basically, it tells the story of Burp. It's like the ugly duckling, where other birds reject Chick for looking different, but it doesn't keep him down as he embarks on an adventure to find out about his heritage. And as I said, you go through the game and there's rhythmic aspects to it, to the platforming. Everything is just this almost like throwback to a love letter to the pixel art days of the late 80s, early 90s. And for an indie title, P-Cube has done a good job of marketing it as something that I think a lot of different people are going to like. It's different than what I'm used to because it's a musical platformer. So, you know, what does that mean? That means that it's not just a Mario game. You do have to sort of go with the rhythm of the game, and that is the better you get at keeping the beat and keeping going, the faster you're going to get through the game. So that in itself is just unique and fun. So check out a video on YouTube for it. Songbird Symphony is really, really cool. For my final review of the show, I have Crystar from Spike Chunsoft. It's an action RPG where you combat the souls of the dead as you explore the afterworld of Purgatory. It is kind of unique in the way it feels and looks. It's not like every other action RPG out there. It has a good art style. As far as physical stuff you can get for the game, you can get, if you pre-order it, or actually it's out now, like as of right now. So all physical and digital copies include the Summer Collection Costume DLC, which is kind of neat. You can also get a mini art book if you get the physical. And, you know, here's sort of the background on this game. Here's the blurb for it. For when I weep, I am strong. Rai, a high school girl, becomes trapped in Purgatory where the souls of the dead are tormented. After awakening with incredible powers, she accidentally kills her dearly loved sister, Mirai, whose soul may be lost forever. To bestow revival upon her sister, she must contract with the demons of Purgatory and agrees to fight monsters for them as their executor. Rai battles through the many levels of Purgatory, making friends and foes along the way. As she fights, evil continues to assail and torment her. It's only by confronting her own feelings and mistakes and expressing them through tears can Rai overcome the true evil lurking in Purgatory. Cool, unique idea for a story. I wish more games did stuff like that. Audio-wise, it's pretty solid for this level of RPG as far as the budget for it. Visually, it's fun and pretty colorful and striking. I didn't have any hiccups playing it on my PS4. I'm assuming if you play it on PC, you can probably crank out the graphics even higher than what PS4 can do. But it's a pretty solid action RPG. And check out a trailer for it on YouTube. You'll probably like it if you like other anime-inspired action RPGs like the Sword Art Online games. So that's sort of a point for you. If you're into that style of game, you'll probably like Crystar.
This is a fair request, and I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager. And that this is no more right than saying all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers.
And that is going to do it for this loaded edition of Turd of Treasure. We'll be back to having the regular show of 2 to 3 reviews per show coming in the next week or so. Now, reviews coming from me on my end, I have the Fire Emblem Three Houses final review coming out for the next Twig show. I am also working on Metal Wolf Chaos, which is that ridiculous Japanese-only Xbox game with the hilarious English soundtrack or voice acting that has been remastered and it's coming out here now from Devolver. I've got that coming from a Steam game review. I also have I think I have a headset coming in the mail. I'm going to be putting together a summer back to school guide on media players and headphones, and I've got some stuff in the works coming from some pretty big manufacturers. We'll see how that pans out. As well, there'll be some more movies coming, but for the moment I've been basically trying to just get through Fire Emblem because it's so much to that game. And I'm really enjoying it, so I'll talk about that on the next main Twig show. So that's going to do it for today. I'll talk to everybody later. Bye-bye.
Okay, son, now you're starting to scare the viewers.
Just act normal.
I'd ask you to do the same, but I'm afraid that ship has sailed.
Why are there so many ostriches?
But you have a game that is dipped in the
ropey, thick, window cocking.
So guys, we'll be right back right here on This Week in Geek, only on thisweekingeek.net and many other sites where I syndicate this crap, because I'm a media slut.
I like turtles.
Loose like your mom.
That's right.
No fisting, you say. Anything else you object to?
Me lucky tater tots.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Check out our website at thisweekingeek.net for more geek content and subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Follow and message us on Twitter at ThisWeekInGeek. And check out our Instagram at twig_official_podcast. And if you're the good old-fashioned email type, send us an email at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. We'll see you next time. And remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right. You're a great zombie. And good times here at the Waterfront Village, open for the next 11 days.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.